the political year that was. And Michelle Grattan's had a ringside seat for pretty much all of it. She's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, Julia Gillard's year of decision and delivery coming to a close. She's delivered on some key policies, no doubt about that. Carbon tax, the mining tax almost, the NBN. Has that done enough to change the negative perceptions that there was towards the Labor government in terms of competence, the issue dogging it since the Pink Bats?
What we've seen is a slight improvement in the polls overall for Labor, the two-party vote, and Julia Gillard's own ratings. But I think that the government still has a great way to go to demonstrate to people that it's effectively in charge. It's not getting all that much praise for its economic performance. I don't think it's been dogged by the competence argument as much as it was in previous days when we had Pink Bats and some of the education program, but nevertheless it's still at a very, very low base.
And the issue dogging it now, what is that? Trust, in your view?
I think trust, the Prime Minister needing to connect more with the public, the whole question of being able to discredit Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott obviously has difficulties of his own. His personal ratings are not good, but the government has not been able to close that gap with the opposition and really say to people that there is not an effective alternative. People are still basically disillusioned with Labor.
If we were rating this political year, Michelle, Tony Abbott has been the performer of the year, not necessarily winning the final weeks, though. How do you see the political contest as we head towards 2012?
I think in terms of issues, industrial relations will be very, very central in the political battle of 2012 because the government has criticisms of its Fair Work Act that have been coming out in recent months. It has a review of that act ahead. On the other hand, Tony Abbott has to put together a policy, and even if he doesn't want to release that whole policy in the coming year, his response to what happens on the government side will in a sense define what policy the coalition has on industrial relations. As Kevin Rudd said earlier, I think the economy will be an extremely testing issue for the government and, of course, the flow-on effects for the opposition, how it exploits whatever happens. Australia goes into 2012 in a good position economically to withstand the pressures from Europe, but nevertheless, if things get really rough, then that'll be very much a defining thing. Mm. In terms of longer-term reforms, the government has talked about aged care. It's got disability out there, big, big issues which require negotiations with the states. It's a much more challenging set of federal-state relations now because of a mixture of Liberal and Labor governments, and I think that actually getting those reforms moving rather than just outlining them in the most general terms will be very important for the government in the coming 12 months.
And Michelle, more than is usual, we have many key players in this Parliament, in this hung Parliament, the Greens, the power brokers in the Senate, no real change in their support in the polls throughout the year. How are they positioned as they head into 2012?
They've had a good year. They've been important, obviously, in getting the carbon tax through. It's a big reform of which they, like the government, of course, are claiming a lot of credit. I think that on particular issues, they've had wins. They seem to be well positioned. They've picked up many voters who are disillusioned with the Labor Party, and Bob Brown continues to be a very strong, effective voice for them.
And what about the independents paying a heavy price in their electorates, it would seem, for their support for the Gillard government and in particular for the carbon tax? But how do you rate their performance in this hung Parliament? Have they been constructive players?
It obviously depends where you're coming from. they do seem to have managed to get changes to legislation to achieve particular things for their electorate. From their own point of view, I think they would see themselves as successful and as constructive. But certainly the country independents, the two New South Wales independents, Windsor and Oakeshott, are out of sync with their electorates. So they are electorally potentially paying a very high price. But from according to their own lights, I think they would feel they've done well.
And Michelle, it seems like this parliament's been going for ages. It's been so intense this political year. Still two more years to run. Not long ago, people were pretty much writing Labor off. But is Labor's biggest challenge before it can sort of hope to get back to the field sorting out its leadership tensions?
I don't know that it's possible to actually sort out those tensions, because at the moment there's basically a standoff between Julia Gillard and Kevin Rudd. Everybody in the caucus will be very much watching those polls in the early part of the year and how Julia Gillard performs. On the other hand, of course, many people are deeply suspicious of Kevin Rudd and not very anxious to re-embrace him, even if things go badly. So you could see this standoff lasting a very long time, or if things do go badly, you could see it all coming to a head. I think that the whole leadership question is one of the absolute unpredictables of 2012.
Michelle, thank you very much for joining us right throughout the year. Look forward to talking to you again next year.
Thank you, Fran, and happy Christmas to you and the listeners.
Thanks very much, Michelle, to you too. It's 7 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.